I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls are...
Welcome to episode 56 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. We also have special guest Jeff with us tonight. And we are going to try three or four beers from Vermont and Connecticut, and one by way of Connecticut via Vermont or something like that.
Anyway, Vermont via Connecticut.
The first beer is from Lawson's Finest Liquids. Wicked Liquids. In Lawson's is located in Vermont. This is their Super Session number 2 ale. And
we don't have a lot left.
We lost our first 5 minutes of this episode, and now we're starting again. We've already talked about this, and we'll see if we can remember what we said. But anyway, it's a nice straw color with and a big, puffy, beautiful white head with large bubbles.
I guess we all agreed that eventually that the color was golden.
Yes.
After we're going from the pale yellows to the little bit of amber, that we called it golden. The head was nice and strong and held for quite a while. It gave off a bouquet of, what did you call it, Chris?
I thought it was marijuana-esque when I first smelled it, but that went away pretty quickly.
I'm going with rotten grapefruit.
Rotten grapefruit
was Jeff's impression.
I had a little bit of a different... I smelled the citrus, not so much of the rotten part, but there was a subtle sulfur undertone. I did not say that before, so that's new information.
There we go.
Just for the people on the second try.
So, tried this now at a couple, like as it's warming up a little bit, a couple different temperatures, and not changing at all.
No,
this seems like a one-dimensional, flat. You get what you get to me. Just get it. Bitter assault.
Yep.
Grapefruit bitterness.
A little aqueous. A little watery.
Pretty light drinking, and that's kind of it.
It's a session IPA, 4.8%. Lawson's Finest Liquid is a small artisanal brewery located in Warren, Vermont, producing an array of hop-forward ales, specialty maple beers, and unique creations. Super Session number 2 is brewed by Lawson's Finest Liquids at Two Roads Brewing Company in Stratford, Connecticut. So they do that for a couple of their larger distribution beers. Their home brewery is very small and at capacity, so they contract brew a couple of their more largely distributed beers at another brewery. So they don't have brewery tours or anything at their brewery.
I mean, are they literally like in a neighborhood?
It's like it says in a residential. Yeah, I don't know. It says on their webpage, you know, they're in a residential neighborhood, so they don't have tours or growler sales or anything there, and they're 100% at capacity, and they're trying to keep people ask them, why don't you expand? They say they're trying to keep their family run, easy Vermont lifestyle going, I guess, basically.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, we're making a living, we're making money we need, and we're good.
So were these one of the legendary small breweries in Vermont?
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to bring out. When I was in Burlington, Vermont, everybody was talking about three breweries. Lawson's Finest Liquids was one of them. Hill Farmstead Brewery, I think it was. And of course The Alchemist with Hetty Topper. Speaking of Hetty Topper, our video episode for this to accompany this episode, we're gonna try Hetty Topper, guys.
I guarantee you that if you care about this show, you'll have seen the video well before this audio hits the air. One of the things I wanted to share is we have all this beer because one of my coworkers, thankfully, is a huge beer geek, I guess. Do you call them geeks when you're like beer geek into it?
Sure.
He has a national, I don't think it's international yet, but definitely national network of folks that he barters and trades with. And this, he was working some deal, and so he went on a run. But he said he will also be providing me samples when he gets some West Coast stuff or some Central stuff. And from our previous 50 great states, like, hard to get beers, he's got connections that they ship back and forth and do beer trades. And it's pretty cool. He's very young. I'm not that energetic about it anymore. But he has good beer. So have you had any recent beer experiences, Jeff or Chris? Other than earlier tonight when you were waiting for me to show up? Those are great beer experiences.
You know, I should be ready for this.
I have a non-beer experience.
Yeah?
A fermented malt liquor experience.
Like a Mike's Lemonade?
No, the new, there's maybe it's relatively new to the hard root beer.
Oh, yeah. It's like out of Chicago or something?
I don't know. There's a...
it's a huge phenomenon to get young children drunk.
Not your dad's root beer.
Right, not your uncle's root beer.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What it is.
So you had that?
I did.
And?
I wouldn't ever pay money for it.
Did it not taste like good root beer? Or
you know, so actually when I was a teen, my family went to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we stayed at a bed and breakfast in Amish country. And when we were driving wherever, there was the side of the road Amish farm stand. It wasn't attended by anyone. It just had like a cash box where you could leave your money, honor system, and they just had jugs of root beer they were selling. And as a kid, I was like, yes, I want to have that. That's going to be amazing. And whether there was alcohol in it or not, I'm not sure if it was actual fermented. But it, so this not your uncle's, dad's, whatever hard root beer didn't taste terribly different from that farm stand homemade root beer that it had.
But that makes it sound good.
It tasted rooty. There's cloves and other like
sassafras.
Yeah, it was not like picking up a can of A&W root beer and tossing it back. It wasn't like that sweetness. But then it had a pretty hard finish of the alcohol taste, and I would rather just have a root beer, I guess, than drink hard root beer. In the same way, I'd rather just drink lemonade than hard lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, we have a hard ginger beer here that we got because
that I like.
Sherry liked ginger beer.
Sure.
And we liked making cocktails with ginger beer, so let's try it out. Mm. We still have a lot of those in the fridge.
Not that good.
The Moscow Mule is a nice
Moscow Mule,
drink.
That's, you know, we have the copper cups and everything.
It's a great drink.
And that's, I think that's one of the reasons we bought it, but it, you know, it's not the same. I'd rather make a Moscow Mule. but I do have a beer experience.
Ah, excellent.
So, I was up last weekend, I think, in Bedford, Pennsylvania, tiny little town. It was
Bedford Falls.
Prominent in the French and Indian War. They built a fort to basically the route from the British to get to Pittsburgh, where the French were, and get them out of there. No shots fired ever here, you know, or in Pittsburgh even. Fort Pitt, or Fort Duquesne at the time, the French just left. They retreated, you know.
French retreated?
When the British finally got the road built with the forts all along it. Anyway.
I am French, and I have to go now.
There's this tavern there. And the other reason we went there is Sherry's grandparents live up in that area, so we're going to visit them too. They have this little tavern, old building there called Jean Bonnet Tavern. And it's like this old place that's been there, you know, George Washington slept here type place. And I've always wanted to go there because they have a good beer selection, Pennsylvania beers in particular. So we finally went there for dinner. It was great, kind of home, you know, like locally sourced, farm fresh, farm to table type stuff. And then some good Pennsylvania beers. I had a beer from East End Brewing out of Pittsburgh, which is a small kind of maybe micro, I guess larger than micro if they're out in halfway through Pennsylvania, but very good India Pale Ale, I think, from them. And then I have one from Victory as well. So, yeah, cool place if you're ever in Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Bedford, Pennsylvania. That sounds awesome.
All right, let's grab the next beer and then see what else we have to talk about.
All right. Did we put them in any order or is just whichever one I grab?
Well, there's probably an order to them. I think there's another low alcohol one in there. So let's grab that before the other two higher alcohol beers. It's one of those big cans. One that says, I think it's Eureka.
All right. I'm glad you can read from there because I can't read from here. Because I'm old and my eyes don't work anymore.
I should
say
these four Vermont beers and Heady Topper as well, they're all in cans. So this one is in a 16-ounce can. It's called Eureka with Nelson. Nelson is a hop variety. Jeff, right?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yep.
This is brewed.
It's also the bully in The Simpsons.
Is that like Nelson Sauvin or something?
Oh, so this is actually. At the beginning, this is actually Monson, Massachusetts. So this is not We only have one Vermont beer, and that Vermont beer isn't even from Vermont. By Treehouse Brewing Company. I think I saw that, you know, Treehouse building show about with this brewery in it, like on their grounds, they built a treehouse and they put like a little microbrewery thing in the treehouse. Pretty sure it was this brewery because they're a Treehouse Brewery.
What, yeah, what other brewery would have a treehouse?
But anyway, this is an American Blonde Ale. So let's try this. We probably should have had this one first.
American Blonde.
American Blonde.
This is not something
nice.
I would generally look for in a beer.
I think Treehouse, I may recall, were highlighted in the, maybe it was a Washington Post story, some one of the bigger, you know, nationally known daily publications, that Treehouse has become, like in this town, really small brewery, and it's a big deal where there's the line of cars to get your growler filled on, a, like Thursday is growler day. And the whole town comes out to fill their growlers.
Time to get the beers. Yep.
So this beer is incredibly cloudy.
For yeah.
You can barely see through it, but it's a very blonde, you know, blonde color, yellow.
It, kind of a slight opaque is all get out.
This is, you know, homebrew quality opaqueness.
Yeah. As you guys both have a pretty puffy head.
Yeah.
Similar to the first beer. Yep. Mine's a little flatter.
I'm not getting a bouquet on this one.
I get a little something. I think it's hops. Now, an American Blonde Ale, I'm not exactly sure what that would be.
Coors Light?
No, because it's an ale. I smell hops. Maybe they're the Nelson hops.
Mm.
Ooh. That's a...
I did not get any of that off the smell. It's like nutty with... berry, like citrus, lemony, like a sour,
lemony, yeah,
well, yeah.
But there's like a nutty taste in there.
I don't enjoy this. All right, so this starts off sweet. There's sweetness on the nose. It's really kind of weird.
I smell something on. I smell a hop variety on the nose. I can't nail.
Yeah, so it's a pretty odd, slight dankness on the nose. Pretty sweet front side of the palate.
Yeah, tart.
Yeah, it is an odd sweet.
What's changing though?
Tart, closed with bitter. It's, oh man, that's weird.
There's a lot of flavor for a blonde ale. I wasn't expecting much flavor at all, to be honest.
Well, to the other one's lack of complexity, there's definitely layers in this one. But do you not get that nutty, like it's chewy?
I got that
my
first drink. I got a little bit of nuttiness, I think.
Like, I don't know if it's because of the sediment in there or...
Well, this is only 4.1% alcohol.
That is a... it's, you know what this... This is almost like a ghost, like a beer. How do you that? The
ghost beer?
Ghosts.
Oh, G-O-S-E.
Yes. Yeah. Not the goose, the G-E-U-Z-E.
Yeah. I haven't had one.
So what is a ghost?
I don't know what to compare it to.
Kind of like this.
But is that a type of beer? Or is
yes.
That, yeah? I've never
is
heard
it
of
Anderson
it.
Anderson Valley? They make the...
They make one?
Well, they make a, like their standard... Well, it's like the... It's a root number, route something, that one. And then they have the Blood Orange Ghost, which it's a refreshing summer beer that's like, it's almost like you poured some fruit juice into a beer.
Right.
So it's pretty tart. Mm.
This definitely, I would say this is tart.
Yeah.
You don't like this?
I don't know. It's really like a hybrid of flavors here. Like it wants to be a pale ale. It wants to be
I mean, the hops.
A sour?
Yeah.
Maybe even a saison?
This might have been one where if you didn't read what it was...
I'd mistake it for a saison. Well, I would mistake this for a saison.
Yeah. I can see that.
Without the pepper.
I mean, not the hoppiness, but...
No, this is...
The kind of tartness, maybe, a little bit?
Tartness, but it's missing the... It doesn't have... The
it doesn't have the Belgian
the yeast thing. There's no pepper. There's no.
No.
All right. I'm an idiot.
All right. I want to bring one quick story. This is big news in the craft brew industry. Well, at least it was when this podcast was recorded. Lagunitas Brewing out of Petaluma, California. 50% share from Heineken Brewery purchase. That order that I said those things didn't necessarily make sense, but you get the gist of it. So, this is kind of interesting. Lagunitas
is a big boy Heineken takes on one of our favorite beers. Are they still going to make Lagunitas sucks?
This is pretty common for breweries of when they get to kind of this size. So we can get Lagunitas here in Maryland, and it's brewed all the way across the country in Petaluma, California. And also the owner of Lagunitas has been pretty vocal in his anti-big brewing people. He kind of talked a little bit about, Heineken is different than A.B. Miller and the other giant breweries. They're better somehow, even though they're a giant brewery.
This guy said that they're better?
Yeah.
Because they have Amstel Light?
Wait, I mean, the guy said that before or after the acquisition?
No, he said it after the acquisition.
Right.
That's why they're better, because they gave me lots of money.
But he has criticized big beer companies in the past. He justified this partnership, as the article in Forbes Life says. But I should read. Let me give the byline if there is one. I don't see one. Oh, Brian Solomon has the byline from Forbes.com. And let's see. Here it is. This is not the end of anything at all at Lagunitas, says Tony McGee, the founder. Except maybe it is the end of the beginning, meaning that we are now standing at the threshold of an historic opportunity to export the excitement and vibe of American craft brewing and meet beer lovers all over the planet Earth, our true homeland. This could one day even be seen as a crucial victory for American craft brewing. Wow, he's not pumping that up at all.
Really? He wants his stock price to go up because he got options. Or... Huh. Share.
So here's a quote from Tony McGee 2 years ago. Selling one's brewery is selling all of one's best friends' careers. Their hearts, the portion of their lives they spent working for you.
Nice.
That was from about 2 years ago.
Money so changes everything.
In any case, Lagunitas will continue to operate independently, as I think most of these craft breweries are basically left alone, but the big breweries feel like with the growth of craft beer that they have to have a foothold, right? They need to do something.
How are you going to compete with Sam Adams?
Well, there are so many craft, micro, mini, nano breweries now, right? We forsake as beer geeks, as beer aficionados, we want that pure experience. The guy started in his garage and he's not that much bigger and the beer is so good and it's unique, and
that's why I still buy Dells.
Sure. It's just but God forbid someone makes beer good enough that more people want to get it and then they're able to get further distribution.
Yep.
And then they just want to just kind of spread it a little bit further. Some of the larger microbrews have been snatched up and then they lose some of their spirit, but some don't. Some have been just fine. Goose Island.
I was going to say, right? The Craft Brew Alliance, or that when they got purchased, did they lose something? Did the Kona stop being as good as it used to be? I mean, if you like, I like Goose Island.
You can maybe get this beer other places now, right? Maybe Lagunitas can make it in Europe, right? Or wherever else you can get, you can see American craft brew other.
Doesn't Heineken do Corona and Guinness too?
I'm not sure what's
from part distributing of here. Heineken, right? I guess they're not. Yeah, I guess they're just distributors.
Well, I think the news here is that the founder there of Lagunitas was just so vocal, right? He's just been a little bit of a jerk about it for the past few years. And when the payday really came, he took it. But I can't fault someone for that. This is the other capitalism. Thing. This is America.
That's mentioned in the article is that McGee, the owner or the founder of Lagunitas, says that he reached out to Heineken rather than the other way around. So he was looking for a partnership If he's looking to buy a positive yacht.
Perhaps he had a falling out with his best friends.
F you guys, I'm tired of your complaining.
Or they're like, hey, we could be a lot more friendly if we didn't actually work together. And so let's pay out and go hang out and do this again somewhere.
All right, let's grab another beer, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Beer boy.
I must get it.
A little bit more of this if anybody wants some.
No, thank you. It's an odd.
I need a clean glass for this beer.
So, shall we go with the Gandhi Bot?
Sure. I think both of these are a little bit higher.
This is a double India Pale Ale.
Well, let's go to the other one. I think it's a little less. Yeah.
See? This is what happens when you make me beer, boy. I picked the wrong fucking beer! So, I have some hard ginger beer. Is that what we wanted? By the way, Delirium's website sucks nuts.
All right, this is another from Treehouse Brewing Company. Did you try checking out Treehouse Brewing Company's website? Is there any more info about the brewery?
I do really like the Treehouse can. This is like the generic silver can, and they just put a sticker on it. That's great.
So this beer looks like it's called Ma, M-A. It's an amber ale. I shouldn't have even told you guys what it was, actually.
Well, this one being golden or blonde. Can I have
a fresh one?
Sure.
Yeah, I need a new glass because I think I got
spooge in that one.
This is an amber ale.
I'm already disappointed. It's very light color.
No, that's pretty coppery.
Look at that.
It's amber, man.
This one's cloudy as well.
Cloudy, copper, amber.
Yeah.
Off-white head, pretty thin.
What the hell did I mean?
Kind of smaller bubbles on the head than the previous
beers. Yeah, they're creamy.
Ooh, this is like candy on the nose.
Really?
Yep.
I have something wrong with my nose today, then.
I'm getting Skittles.
Getting skittle.
I don't get that sweet, but I get some sweetness.
You know what the problem is? I'm not using Sam Adams glasses, so it doesn't totally open up with the diamond etching, all the cool, flavory, smelly things.
Yeah, this is fruity candy on the nose.
I'm getting a little bit of hops on the nose with that earthy bitter, but I don't get that candy. Mm.
I get some of the biscuity stuff after, kind of on the back end of the swallow.
I like it better than most ambers.
Yeah, I mean, if this were not amber in color, and you didn't tell me it was an amber, this is pretty tasty.
It's like an ale.
Yeah.
Some bitterness to it, but do you get any biscuity?
I do. Front end, still sweet, initial sweetness, biscuity, and then a mild bitter finish.
Yep.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm definitely anti-amber ale.
Normally they're cloyingly sweet.
Yeah, no,
like caramelly.
This is really nice.
It's got a nice crisp finish.
Sweet, biscuit, bitter. That's perfect.
Treehousebrew.com. Let's get that,
Treehousebrew.com. I'm pulling it up. Is this Treehouse as well?
Yes. This is on the can it says, "We love you and we'll never forget you." They have a picture of an artistic picture of a treehouse in the wind. I imagine this is probably one of their...
Does it look like one of those crazy 90s tattoos people used to get?
That'd be a good tattoo.
I'll take it.
This is 6.8% alcohol by volume.
Ooh, I'm not detecting that either.
No. You could, if you, this is a 16 ounce, a one U.S. pint sized can.
Pounder.
So what do you want to know about Treehouse here?
Do they have a little bit about the company? And then maybe a little bit about Ma?
Alright, so about the company, that would be home or people. Let's see. They've got that New Age webpage, which has nothing on the first page, and they don't have about us. So let's go with people. Name, Dame. Oh, Nate, Damien, Dean. Kim. So right there on the people, it's just the people. Their first names.
Oh,
and then I can click on them, and it would probably tell me.
All right, let's just look up the beer. Let's look up Ma. All
right. So B is overview. I'm the kind of person who navigates websites by reading out the menu options.
Well, that's so our listeners can follow along.
Oh, right, because it's a podcast. No, it's not because I'm slightly slow. Treehouse Brewing Company brews a vast array of ales. Our offerings vary based on the season, our moods, and innovations discovered in the midst of a day in and out of brewing. Our artisan brewery knows no bounds, and we are driven by an intense curiosity of ingredients and how they blend together to create something special. We are a draft-only brewery, and that allows us the freedom to constantly rotate our offerings and introduce new ones. That's probably why they slap stickers on their cans.
Yep.
At our retail shop, we almost always pour four beers for growler fills to take home and enjoy. We ask that you check our on-tap page prior to making a trip, as we make every effort to keep it as current as possible so that you may know what to expect when you arrive. Meaning, don't sit there and look at the menu when it's your turn to order because there's a line of cars, as Jeff said earlier.
A line of cars.
Cars. So they don't have, what am I looking for? Ma?
Ma, M-A.
Nah, Ma's M-A-O. Probably already done, man, because they have a list of other things. They don't have Ma as one of the things.
Here's something that's pretty funny on the can holder four-pack thing that Mike brought these beers in. It's 96 post-consumer recycled content, and it also says, don't be a douchebag. Recycle these cans.
Really? So I'm getting a vibe. Well, I immediately... Taking a couple sips of this, started thinking about another New England beer that I think is similar by my recollection. And it was a Maine Bear Company beer. I just had to look it up to clarify whether it was Mo or Zoe.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Zoe, okay.
Zoe is their amber ale, and I think there's a parallel here. And there's even kind of a parallel. Maybe this is like the New England small town beer company thing. Like this beer says on the label that we love you and we'll never forget you.
Yeah.
And the Maine Bear Company had to like do what's right, as it was. Or yeah, do what's right.
Yep.
So it's kind of, they got the same feel, the same vibe.
Hippies.
And this is I'm really anti amber ale, and this is nice. This is
no amber ale.
I like this a lot too.
This is a well put together beer.
I agree. I don't see any pictures of their treehouse.
No.
But
it may not be the same brewery, I don't know.
You know what brewery had a tree, was it Dogfish Head?
They have the metallic
treehouse.
Yeah. Treehouse.
Which is cool too.
That was pretty cool looking, man.
You've been to that brewery, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got pumpkin.
Can you go in it?
They do not allow you to go up. You can book, access to it
overnight.
You can just climb up.
did we all? That is really cool. That would be a decent tattoo. I mean, if you like the beer enough. Did we already talk about the advent of Dogfish Head beer, like how it came about?
Back in the day.
Maybe we should do that on a Dogfish Head beer episode.
All right, fine. We should, but it should be... I know we did this. We must have done this. But if we do another pumpkin beer one, because that was their beer, and that's where they got going.
Pumpkin was the breakthrough? Really?
From the grape, Pumpkin Chunkin'. The big redneck fest.
Is that the story where he like,
pretty sure we talked
rode
about
his
that.
Boat across the Delaware or whatever?
Was that who?
He did. I have his books already. There was a point where he had to do a beer delivery and actually got in his rowboat and like rowed across the river. And he underestimated the effort involved.
Now I want to read this book. You know what other book I want to read? I want to read the memoirs, the autobiography by Oliver Sacks. You guys ever heard of Oliver Sacks?
I know the name.
Yes, but why?
This guy is a pretty cool dude, man. He was a powerlifting neurologist who...
Okay, maybe not.
Just very, very interesting character who just recently passed away a couple weeks ago. So you might have heard him in the news.
Maybe that's where.
On your various NPR stations if you listen to NPR. Because nobody else really talked about him.
All right, so Treehouse Brewery is doing some weird stuff with this Eureka with Nelson, and but Ma is just a home run.
They actually seem like a bunch of cool people. Where's Treehouse?
Monson, Mass.
All right, is that on your way to Vermont? Because I got to drive to Vermont in a couple of months.
It's a petty topper. Bring back a case.
I'm also going to stop in Treehouse and get some of their samples.
We'll bring some
drivers. And the other brewery that I was struggling with earlier from Vermont, Hill Farmstead.
Hill Farmstead.
Hill space Farmstead.
Hill
Space Farm Space
Space Jam? Space Jam?
Hill Farmstead.
Hill Farmstead.
I think I got that at least on one of my combinations of things I said earlier.
Well, good job. Is it time for Listomania, or are we just going to the next beer?
There's more beer?
There's more beer. Is there more? There's one more beer, right?
There's one more beer.
There's another beer. Do we go to another beer, or do we do a Listomania?
How are we doing? Is it a long Listomania, or?
Well, I'm just going to do the top five on this thing, or probably not.
Is it a multi-episode Listomania is what I'm asking?
No, I'm just going to do the top five of the 15.
Okay, let's do it. Actually, you know what? Let's grab the next beer and then do that.
Sounds good.
Beer boy!
All right. Next beer for the evening is Gandhi Bhat Double India Pale Ale. Oh, they tied in India and Gandhi. That's a new one.
Gandhi Bhat, B-O-T?
B-O-T. This is
Gandhi Bhat.
From?
I see New England on the back.
New England Brewing. You're out
about
of
to spill the beer.
Connecticut. Woodbridge, Connecticut.
Woodbridge, Connecticut. I know Woodbridge, New Jersey.
There's almost nothing good comes from England Brewing Company. Connecticut.
Well, that's not true in our something about up and coming beer things. Really? Connecticut was on there. Or Hartford was one of the cities, Hartford. One of the small cities.
I almost went to school in Hartford.
Oh yeah, where at?
I don't want to talk about it.
Was it a trade school?
Reform school?
Reform. Oh, was it Yale?
Zing.
That's New Haven, is it not?
Gandhi Bhat smells nice.
So, before we go into the Gandhi Bhat, I'll tell a quick story about the Dominion Brewery. Is it Dominion Brewery that has Double D and...
Yep.
So they had this one...
The pinups.
They have the pinup girls. And I would look at it, and it was like the Belgian one. And I was like, why do they have a beer called Gandhi?
And then you've told the story.
I already told the story. God damn it. But that was so... Well, I just thought it was relevant with the Gandhi thing. I was like, oh, it's candy with an I. And that's not a G, and an affected G. Like, it was a really bad spelling of Gandhi. I'm pretty stupid.
Are you ever not drunk?
Sunday afternoon.
We have kids, and so you have to start with a 3-beer minimum.
All right. Is that your saying, or is that something you just read on the can?
No.
That's his mantra.
I think
that's
said that in a previous episode. Okay.
That's his credo. All right. So this guy's a light amper. Pretty
cloudy
thin,
again.
Thin white head, a little cloudy.
This one is more...
My head's pretty puffy. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I got to look the color.
I would almost call my head rocky.
Like mine's straw. Cheating. Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's
okay.
The real like light amber.
All right, yeah. It's more orangey. Yep. I'm going to cherry glasses again. Cause
it smells good.
Good dose.
I know this one only has 2.5 ounces.
Classic.
Can't get drunk.
Classic IPA. Ounces. Floral, citrus, hidden dankness. Mm.
Oh, but nice balance. It doesn't go super astringent at the end.
Ooh, that is smooth.
Yes.
It doesn't dry out.
It's like
out.
A good scotch.
Yes. I get a little kind of Skittles.
That's damn tasty.
Actually, drinking it. Like some kind of sweet candy.
Like candy? But it's not too. It's not overwhelming. It's not like a Belgian.
There's bitterness in there too.
This is a well balanced.
Yeah.
IPA. This is a double double IPA. Well balanced. It's
well balanced double IPA.
Good sweetness. Bitterness does not attack you. Great on the. No. Doesn't overdo the astringency closing out. It kind of stays. You get the viscosity front to back. It doesn't dry yourself out. No puckery.
But it's persistent.
Yeah, really good.
And. Yeah, it doesn't overdo anything. It does everything just at the right amount.
This is leaning toward what I'd say is West Coast IPA hops, but pretty moderate.
Yeah, but it doesn't finish that way though, right?
Nope.
It doesn't finish right. that big gotcha.
I'm just giving that on the aroma in the hop profile.
Yeah, there's a little piney going.
A very pretty mild piney, a little more citrus.
I said little piney.
You did. Gandhi Bhat. See, I would have just... I might not have picked this off the shelf because I
who marketing
wants
forward beer a little
robot
bit?
Yeah, that looks like Gandhi.
I'm not into that.
Bad name, good beer.
I don't even know this brewery. New England Brewing Company. What else do they make?
NewEnglandBrewing.com.
Shall we look them up?
Yeah, there's nothing there. They're working on their webpage.
Aromatic and fully vegetarian.
dicks.
They are one. Woodbridge, Connecticut, next to Cax's Restaurant and Deli, and there's a Five Guys.
That's what? Why?
What, a Five Guys?
No, why vegetarian beer? What?
Right. I think maybe that's why. It's kind of a joke. How could you have a non-vegetarian beer? Well, I mean, I guess you could have one with whale testicles.
Yeah, there's the goat testicle beer.
Well, there is, yeah, oyster stout. That's
good. Speaking of Five Guys, so you know how Five Guys, they have, like, there's little pads of paper and you can give the kids crayons to, like, write stuff on the pads of paper. And you
put I never their, noticed that because I'm always eating peanuts.
Anyway, they have one of those.
I always just go there by myself and hide myself with a hoodie while I eat juicy burger meat.
Anyway, they have, I went in there one time, and I don't know if this was innocent or on purpose or not, but anyway, one of the things that somebody wrote was, I love Five Guys in my mouth.
Yeah. Signed, C. Phillips. That's for you, Craig,
if you're listening. He's not even here.
No.
Wow. So this is a good beer. It looks marketing forward. It's a little hipster douchebaggery on the can. But this is
don't hold back. What do you really think?
This is a really nice double IPA.
Yeah.
Not cloying on the, you know, no alcohol burn, no real heat. You know, this is something that'll get you in trouble. I'm not looking at the.
I mean, shit, for a double IPA, you'd have no idea you're drinking a double IPA. No.
This is well done. Well, it's executed
very
beer.
Mellow. In a good way.
Yeah. They're not, I don't see an alcohol ABV statement on the can here.
But it is vegetarian.
Yeah. That's a good one. Another good New England beer, I guess.
I'm looking at their other beers, and there's nothing that I recognize either.
You think this was just someone who was like, I'm going to be the New England Beer Company, contracted it out, had it brewed.
No, it looks like they have a real brewery, and they have a bunch of beers listed here. I thought I'd had every New England beer.
Yay! Chris has his first New England... That's what we should call the episode. Chris's first New England beer.
A new New England. All right, guys. Let's recap the beers we had this evening. We started with...
Are we recording?
Super Session Number 2 Ale from Lawson's Finest Liquids out of Connecticut via Vermont. We had Eureka with Nelson, American Blonde Ale from Treehouse Brewing in Massachusetts. We had Ma from Treehouse Brewing in Massachusetts, an Amber Ale. And we had Gandhi Bot Double India Pale Ale from New England Brewing Company. Guys, Jeff, what was your favorite from the evening?
Normally, I would just gravitate toward the IPA, double IPA. That is an extremely well-executed double IPA. You know, I can't say that there's nothing wrong, nothing over the top about it, so really well done. But the surprise for me is the amber ale, the Ma, because it's not a style I normally gravitate to. It's usually too caramel, too malty. That's just a really good beer. The Session was nice, one-dimensional. You don't expect much from a Session IPA. The Golden Ale, the Eureka, that was just a weird beer, but definitely, yeah, that Ma. I'm finishing off the pounder now. It's good.
What am I finishing off?
Gandhi Bot? I can't tell you.
I don't know.
Mike, what was your favorite from the evening?
My favorite was Gandhi Bot, hands down. I share Jeff's surprise and disdain for Amber. And that amber was so good. I was a little bit worried when I saw that it was an amber. But the Gandhi Bot was just delicious. Delicious. It had complexity, all that, well-balanced, nothing overwhelming, and a very well-hidden fact that it's a double IPA.
I think I liked everything we had tonight. The American Blonde Ale, Eureka, was not what I was expecting. Out of an American Blonde, I was expecting nothing, and we got something out of that. But I think I'm going to have to go with Ma as well. I'm not... Never look for an American... You know, an amber ale, but this was a good one.
Very good.
All right, you got to... Let's close this episode out, sir.
Thanks for listening to episode 56 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm going back to the intro because I'm doing it all from memory.
You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes. or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.podomatic.com. We're also emailable at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at cnbcpodcast, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast, any of those things. I think next week we've got some West Virginia beers coming up, and we've got, what's the other group of beers?
Cigar City Vertical in the future beers
coming up,
and I believe I have the Whole Foods beer connoisseur who won the trip to Harpoon Brewery. He'll be awesome on next week.
And go to our YouTube site or Facebook to check out our Heady Topper video for sure. You got to check that one
Topper
out. And I think we might have two video episodes for this week. And I'd also recommend checking out our Samuel Adams Triple Bock episode if you haven't seen that one, where you can see me gag.
But, you know, I think you really psyched yourself out on that one. It wasn't that bad.
Some see the glass as half full.
Did we already do that one?
Others see the glass as half empty. I just wonder who the hell has been drinking my beer.
I think we did that one.
I don't think so.
You sure?
Seen on a t-shirt in hipster Mecca, Portland, Oregon.
I don't like that quote.
All right, guys. Drink craft beer.
Drink beer.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer.
Cheers.
I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
They also have really cool steamy things as bar stools.
Shipyard.
Wait, we didn't do this, did we?
Did we already do this?
Shit. Keep going. Let's
you
see.
You can just edit this whole thing out.
We'll find out.
Damn it.
Because remember, someone was commenting.
Number
it was your
four,
wife.
Harpoon Brewery. Harpoon.
I think we did this. What's the next one?
The next one is.
I think we just did the top five.
Last night I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you'd care.
Scroll down.
Beer, 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 beer.
I'm not looking for New England. I'm just looking for.